Well, a big day at OSF St. Francis Hospital with the Kabasia Cancer Center officially opening up, and Amanda Jo Kleikamp is with me. She's the manager there. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Well, just how busy was it today?
It's been pretty busy. We are really just kind of working through a few kinks, and things are going well, mostly just growing pains and getting used to our new space. And it's been great watching patients come in here for the first time, that's for sure. This has been a long time coming.
Tell me about that long time coming and how this center came to be. How did it start? And you know, it's been a pretty long process.
Yeah, it has. Essentially, our volume has drastically increased over the past few years, and we've really outgrown our current space that we were previously in. Luckily, with the donation by the cancer or the Kabasic family, we were able to secure this, as well as a government funded grant as well. It's been a long time coming, and we're finally here. It's so exciting.
What kind of services do you provide at this center? Maybe things that you couldn't do before as well.
So we are a oncology and hematology clinic. So essentially, most all of your oncologic needs, as well as hematology, iron infusions and stuff like that, we essentially are offering the same thing that we previously had. There's no change in service. There's more space. That's a big thing for us right now. We have a lot more amenities, more exam rooms that we can see patients in, including a draw room where we can draw labs for them, like whether that be their Metaport or peripheral lab draws that are needed. We have two more infusion chairs than our previous space had, much more spacious waiting room. We will have iPads for patient use that can have anywhere from their streaming apps to social media. There's games installed on there. And in the future here, hopefully soon, we'll have Charter and Spectrum capabilities so that iPad will function just like a normal TV would. So while they're getting their treatment, they can utilize those tablets. As far as other services go that we are carrying out, we have our lab and pharmacy services. Those will continue to run just as they normally did out of our main hospital building. We have nurse navigators here on site able to help patients essentially through their cancer journey continuum, whether that's getting care here at OSF or if we have to make any referrals out of OSF. Another thing we have, too, is advanced care planning. We have a nurse that patients can meet with to go over big decisions if they need to see that nurse as well.
And lastly, I know it's one day, but what's the reaction been for patients? What's their what are their thoughts of the new digs here?
So far it's been great. A lot of big smiles and big eyes when they walk into our new space. There's so many windows. There's essentially each infusion bay has its own window to see the outside. So there's a lot of just natural daylight that's coming in that we didn't previously have. And just more space, and it smells like a new car in here. So we can't complain right now. It's been great so far.
Amanda Jo Kleikamp is the manager of the brand new Cancer Center at OSF. Thank you so much for doing this, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you guys reaching out.